Hi, I'm Coach Corey Wayne, and this is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of today's newsletter is going to be overweight, out of shape, nerd gets dream girl. So I've got an email here. This is a success story. This guy, he says, has been following me since about 2012. And so he says that back in high school, he was the fat, overweight nerd that not only was he boring, but women didn't even like talking to him back then. And so fast forward a couple of years, he ended up meeting a guy who was really successful with women, and he started talking to him and asking him what he did and what the difference was. And it just so turns out that that particular guy was an avid student of my work, 3% Man, and knew it pretty well. So this guy started mentoring him. And so he's had a series of successes. He got in shape, lost like 70 pounds. He started a business, became pretty successful, and then he ran into a woman that he'd always liked. He'd actually gone on a date with this girl when he was overweight, tried to kiss her, she turned her head, and obviously it didn't end well after that. He never saw her again. And then obviously she sees him at their high school reunion. She's like, "You've changed." So obviously he had changed. So it's a little bit longer than most emails that I go through, but there's a lot of good little nuggets in there because you figure, what is it, 2021 right now? This is like a nine years in the making that this guy went through all these changes and he's become very successful. And it's just a great success story on time and repetition. When you apply what's in 3% Man, when you apply what's in Mastering Yourself, my second book, you can also read for free at understandingrelationships.com. And obviously it all ties together in my new book, Quotes, Ruminations, and Contemplations, which is now available paperback, hardcover. It's available on Audible. I checked this morning, or actually I say last night, it still hadn't populated to the iTunes yet, but should be any day now. So those are available, so you're welcome to go get those. Write a great review, obviously. Those are always appreciated. So I have a quote that I wrote for this particular email, and then we're going to go through the guy's email and see what he did. See how he turned his life around from being the fat, overweight nerd to a guy who got his dream girl. These are his words. So it's pretty powerful. So the quote says, "People who love and value themselves and who expect to succeed at the highest levels in life take exceptional care of their bodies, their friends, families, and are obsessed with becoming all that they can be. For a self-actualizing person, becoming what they can be is a must. They simply will not settle for mediocrity in any area of their lives that's important to them. When they encounter challenges and failure, they look for alternative ways and methods to change their approach so they can find a way to eventually make their grandest goals and dreams a reality. Success is not a matter of hope to them. It is simply a matter of time." So he says, "Hey coach, how are you? My name is Bob and I am writing you a success story." So he says, "Back in 2012, I was a fat nerd who was boring in school, and I was basically a loser who women even hated to talk to. Ouch." So he says, "The only good point was that I wasn't the white knight beta male, but that was because I was afraid of even talking to them. The only time I felt good about myself was when we do projects, since I was best at these things, and all my group members used to submit to me and men and women equally." So obviously he was a pretty smart guy, so everybody relied on him to help them with their projects. But other than that, when it was come to hang out and do fun things after school, he didn't get invited. "There was a girl that showed me nothing but a big smile on her face whenever she saw me, and she would laugh at my jokes, and she basically made me feel loved. And the stupid loser me friend-zoned himself even though I had a chance." Well, I can talk about in 3% Man, every guy gets a chance. There's just, whatever reason, there's some girls you're just going to do it for. And the key is not to talk those that really like you out of liking you when they're predisposed to liking you. He says, "Anyways, we became friends, shared everything, and a few months later, she invited me to go on a date. That was what I thought, but it wasn't. I was simply her male girlfriend, so it was a girl's day. Ha ha ha. Anyways, after the date, we decided to ride the subways. We laughed and talked about life, and after that, there was a second, and I thought we were having a moment, and out of nowhere, I just went for the kiss, and guess what? I was badly rejected, and she even got off at the next station. Ouch! Crash and burn. She hopped off the train, never to be seen again, until a few years later. He says, that's when I decided to change my life. I went to a guy who was kind of a friend of mine, and he was super alpha. Every single girl he had slept with was even more beautiful than the other, and after some negotiations, he agreed he would help me, but only if I would help him in school, and I agreed since I was that kid who always got the perfect score. So, obviously, he's a pretty smart guy. But he didn't optimize his body or his life. That's to come next. He said he told me first to have no contact, not with even a single woman. He told me, if I don't do anything about this disgusting look of mine, I wouldn't even dream of getting a single woman. And I did as he said. So he was brutally honest with him. And that's what you need. You can, oh, it'll be fine. You'll find the right girl and she'll like you that you're just big and supersized. I mean, what was interesting is I just saw a stat recently, like 74% of Americans are overweight or obese. 74%! I mean, that's an insane stat. So if you just work out and you take care of yourself, I mean, right away, you've dramatically, completely set yourself apart from most of the other guys that you're going to be worried about, in essence, competing for women over. So this is something that you have control over. You have control over how you look and how you take care of your body. So you might as well optimize yourself. I mean, I'll be honest, at 51 years old, it feels pretty damn good when you notice you're getting checked out by 19, 20, 21, 22-year-old women. It's like, I still got it. It's a pretty nice feeling. But here's the flip side of that. I noticed I also stop working out, and I don't work out for a month or so, it's like almost become invisible. I don't get those looks anymore. But it's being in shape, being fit, your clothes fit and tight. Women can tell that you work out. And it's because, quite frankly, I mean, when you look at the numbers, 74% are overweight or obese. I mean, right away, you already put yourself in the top 25% there alone. I mean, it's an easy thing to do to help yourself, to give yourself an advantage, because average mediocre people just won't do it. They won't care. So he says, 3 years later, I got a lot thinner. I lost 70 pounds and even grew some muscles, and it was a hell of a difficult. He says, I worked very hard on myself, and he was helping me through all this, pushing me every single day. Not only that, but I also started to work on my professional life as well as my social life. I started to work at a convenience store, and he told me to interact with every single person so that I can reduce the fear of women, and don't know why he helped me all this time. He must have wanted to see me get better. Obviously, he was a good friend and a good dude. He says, after I became a healthy person, he introduced me to your work. Ah, interesting. Didn't tell you anything until you got yourself in shape. So it's like he gave you the opportunity to show up and show out, to show what you're capable of. And once you proved yourself that you were actually disciplined and you'd be a good student and not waste his time, because he's probably had lots of other friends he's had these conversations with and they don't do anything. And so who wants to waste their time with somebody that's going to half-ass it? He says, I read the book a few times and he told me to read it 15, but I did. I wasn't confident yet, so I read it 15 more times before I spoke to a woman romantically. And while I was reading the book, a business idea grew in my mind, and that was an audit firm. I've always been good at numbers, and I like accounting, so while he and I opened an audit firm along with two other friends of ours. Business opportunity. See what happens when people come together and their goals or values are aligned, and they make the effort? Obviously, he saw something. This guy, he was committed, and eventually became business partners. He says, one day we were auditing a company, and after we finished, we were invited to dinner. This was after our company had become very popular, and at the dinner, there was a woman who worked for that company, and she looked very hot, and my beloved friend was sitting next to her, and at that moment, he saw me looking at them, and he just winked at me and gave me his seat. What a good dude. He's a good wingman. These are the kinds of guys you need to surround yourself by. He says, at that moment, I've read the book and memorized it, but I have no experience, but thanks to the upgrading of my social life, I had no problem. I went with this masculine aura that she would later tell me that I had, and I said hello. And she asked me, why did I change seats with my friend? And I said, to observe you. And added, my name is Bob, what's your name? And she said, I'm Jessica. We talked for a bit, and I said, well, Jessica, this hot guy here wants to know you more, so what do you think if we go to a place that's more quiet? She said, no, why would I go with you? I said, well, no worries, I wanted to have a good time. Contact me if you change your mind, and here's my card. And by the way, I was the CEO of our company, and that left an impression on her. So he extended an invitation. She's like, no, I'm not leaving anywhere. He's like, hey, here's my card. I told my friend what happened. He said either she's in a relationship or she's crazy if she did not want me. Okay, so I assume she was giving him the fuck me eyes. And then he goes and talks to her, and she's like, no. 2 weeks later, she called me. I recognized her in a second when she talked, but I didn't let her know I knew who she was. And so she said, hi, I'm Jessica from that company. So I said, the hot brunette? She laughed so hard and said, yeah, the hot brunette. And we talked for 5 minutes. And then I said, I'm busy right now. Let's go on a date. When are you free? She said, yeah, of course. We set a definite date. See, all this comes from time and repetition. So you can imagine all the work. I mean, that must have been a year or two that it took to get himself in shape and read the book, working in customer service jobs. So it's a lot's changed in his personality that he's been developing. And so when he meets a girl, he can tell she likes him. He knows what to do. He goes for it right away. No hesitation. Even though, at least at first, didn't really go anywhere. He says, I went on the date, everything went well, and a few weeks later, she was my girlfriend and did 90% of the texting and calling. But, there's always a but. But due to my lack of experience, and since she was a very hot woman, I kind of tried to lock her down, and it didn't end well, and she dumped me. I realized my mistake, and I learned the lesson, and I practiced with a lot of women over the next 5 years, and I grew both more in relationship matters and my career as well, and my company grew, and I became a very busy man, exactly like the one you say in your book that every man should be. Yeah, he's not faking it. It's like when you do a great job and you're exceptional at it, people notice that, and when you're exceptional at something, you stand out from everybody else. Just like, 74% of the people are obese and overweight, and all you have to do is work out, and you've just completely eliminated 75% of your competition, if you will. You're going to look better than them. That's a pretty easy thing to do. He says, last year I was invited to our school reunion, and I never had gone before, so people didn't even recognize me, and guess what? I saw that same fucking girl that we rode the train together who rejected me when I went for the kiss. So I assume he never saw her again after that. She recognized me and came to me, and we talked a few minutes about the past, and then she said, you've changed a lot. I said and quoted a very cheesy line from one of the movies that I had watched, and I said, I was just putting an act on. Don't I deserve an Oscar for the act? She laughed. And I said, no worries, I would take it as a compliment. So let's leave this boring place and get out of here. And I took her hand, and she came with me with no resistance. Isn't that interesting? We went to a bowling alley. It was nearby, and I was having fun, and she turned out to be a very fun person and easy to get together with, so we teamed up against another couple. And I was very good at this game since it was my side hobby, and whenever she scores, I would praise her, and she would grin like a little puppy, and we won. After the game, I took her with me, and we ate dinner, and after that, I took her to karaoke, and we sang and had fun, and guess what? She started touching me, and she even went for the kiss. It's really rough life when that happens. I didn't think she was that bold, and we actually kissed a very long time. And I was at my limit, so I took her hand, and I said, come with me. And she was like, where? And I said, it's a secret. And she came with me willingly, all the way back inside to my car. She was touching me, and whenever the car stopped, she would kiss me. Anyways, we went to a nice villa that I had. Sorry, I didn't mention that I am wealthy as fuck. Ha ha. Cheers to you, dude. Congratulations on all your success. But the story doesn't end there. But wait, there's more. So we went in, had a very nice evening. We had sex on that very night, and I left early in the morning, and I said, and she had the day off, said she could leave later. So she called me in the morning, but I was in a meeting, so I didn't pick up, and she just left a message saying that she loved last night and would love to see me soon. That night, I replied with, I loved last night too. I'd love to spend time with you as well. I didn't set a date, though. She called me 2 days later, and we talked a bit, so notice he's taking his time. He's in no rush. Even though she reached out to him, he waited a few days to bring up another date. Anticipation. She called me 2 days later, and we talked a bit, and then before I say anything, she invited me on a date. And I said, I'd love to see you too. We set another date, but this time, invited her over to my place. Things led to each other, and a year later, we got married, and now I'm having the best life, a life that I never dreamt of. Thank you, sir, for everything. Well, thanks for that really nice, long success story. It was 9 years in the making. 9 years. Welcome to the 3% Club. Obviously, for those of you that haven't read 3% Man or Mastering Yourself, you can read it at understandingrelationships.com. Just subscribe to the email newsletter. And obviously, Quotes, Ruminations, and Contemplations, paperback hardcover, and the Audible version, you can get on Amazon.com right now today. And if you would like to book a coaching session with yours truly, maybe you got a personal or professional challenge that you need help with, go to understandingrelationships.com, click the products tab at the top of your screen, and book a coaching session with yours truly. Until next time, I will talk to you soon.